Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. That's ZZ Top bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check that out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for the week ahead. Lots of stuff there. Got a new article, actually a couple of new articles, a regular one and a kind of a short motivational one. We've got, there's a book review in there, there's a video in there, there's a poll question. Well, the one we took last week with the results there and the new one coming up. There's a featured interview, there's some questions from our knowledge base, the schedule of our show coming up the week ahead. All the guests who are going to be on that next week, all your favorites will be listed there, so you can. Just a lot of stuff there that comes every Sunday afternoon by email, and it'll get you ready for the week ahead. So check that out. And then, of course, the website for my book, The Age of the Customer, is where you can find out more about the book there. You can read a lot about what's going on in the book and decide if it's something you like or not. I promise you, it will help you. By the way, we just won a second award. We just won the Axiom Business Book Award. It's an international award for content, for business theory. Pretty proud of that. So that's our second award for the Age of the Customer book. So I want to talk about, it's just you and me again. I want to talk about the results of this recent survey that we conducted on our website. And we ask you about what you think the FCC's plan is for the Internet. And as you know, I've been writing about this. I've been talking to you about it. And so... the poll that we put out there was what do you think about the FCC's plans to turn the internet into a government regulated utility? It literally would be classified the internet, the free and pretty doggone much open internet, not perfect but pretty darn close perfect to perfect internet. Think about it, folks. When you use it. When you use the internet, do you have any issues? Are you concerned about? I mean, I'm not saying it's perfect, but basically, when you get on the internet, aren't you able to use it? Do you have any government requirements? Is the government charging you a tax on the internet or anything like that? Any access fees or taxes or anything like that? No, you don't have any of that. And yet, the government wants to turn it into a utility. So here's what we said. What do you think about that? 5% of you said it's a good idea. For the you say the big telecom carriers need to be regulated. None of you said you don't. I don't understand it, but it sounds like a good idea. 15% says you don't understand it, but it sounds like a bad idea. 80% of our respondents said it's a bad idea. The government will ruin the internet. 95% of our folks believe that the government taking over the internet and turning it into a utility like electricity and the telephone is a bad idea. And I completely agree. I've already written one article about it. And there's actually a couple there that where I mentioned this. But folks, I have to be honest with you, there are two issues that I'm very, very disappointed in the Obama administration about with regard to the internet. One of them is this one, the FCC. Tom Wheeler, the chairman of the FCC, was going to be an honest broker. He wasn't going to come down on the utility decision. He wasn't going to make that ruling. And the Obama administration interfered and basically strong-armed him. This is the word that I'm getting. basically strong-armed him, basically made him to follow the what was called the Title II solution, which converts the internet into a government-regulated utility. Folks, if that when that happens, and it looks like it's going to, that will be a day that will live in marketplace infamy, as far as I'm concerned. But there's another one out there. There's another day of infamy that's waiting to happen, and it's happening right now. And again, it's because of the Obama administration's attitude toward the internet. And that is the ultimate release of America's control of the internet. We invented it and then gave it to the world, gave the world access to it, and all we asked was that we maintain ultimate ownership of it. And we have been very good stewards. We have been benevolent and tolerant stewards of the internet for everybody else on the planet. In fact, the ICANN organization that has been managing and governing the top domain name governance is actually an internationally represented board, but with the ultimate ownership by the United States. President Obama is going to relinquish that ownership and give it to an international organization that, in my opinion, I fear will ultimately turn into the UN, which will then, the internet will ultimately be taxed. These are my predictions, and these are two areas that I'm very disappointed the Obama administration about. They created these two scenarios, and I believe that I fear that you and I will rue the day that both of these things happened. And I've been talking against it. A lot of people have been fighting it, but we haven't been able to stop it so far. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.